Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I try to stay away from brands, branding, other companies, other things where I can possibly, maybe unwillingly influence someone. Because that's why you're not here for that. I'm not here for that. No one's here for that. But on the other hand, there's something that happened that just needs my stamp of disapproval. And I feel as though I wouldn't be a good human being if I didn't say anything. See something, say something. And I see something, and it's time to say something. Granted, it's a little bit late. Actually, it's a lot late. However, I've apologized for that. I've apologized for that and so many other things. So you're going to just give me a little pass on this. Give me a pass. And if you can't find it in your heart to give me a pass, if you can't find it in your heart to forgive me, that's cool. That's okay. No worries. No worries whatsoever. We'll eventually get to that place. We'll eventually make it there. And I don't want to push. I'll just let the time go by. And as the time go by, hopefully we'll get there. If not, it was never meant to be. If not, it's cool. I tried. I'd rather try and fail than fail to try. And with that being said, I stay away from brands. I stay away from endorsing. I basically don't do it. And I don't do it. There's a good reason. Wait. Yeah, sit back down. No. I stay away from it for a good reason. But there is something that took place. There's something that happened that just, I have to say something. Remember, see something, say something. Just don't let it happen. Don't let it occur. Don't let it take place without saying something. See something, say something. Shiny object. What was I saying? See something, say something. And there is something that happened a long, long time ago, and it was brought to our attention recently. Well, not recently, but it was brought to our attention at one point. And I'm talking about, you know this. Yahoo Mail. They're not called Yahoo anymore. I'm pretty sure that it's not Yahoo anymore. By me even bringing this up and saying Yahoo Mail, it makes me feel bad that I have to say the name, but I'll be dirty and I'll feel dirty if I didn't tell you what it is. You know, we are on this level. We're on this the same page. We're on the same wavelength. We have these emotions, these ships. Friendship, relationship, hey, don't know what it's called, but it is some kind of ship. It is something. And we are getting to that point. We're getting to that place where we almost have a word and a name for it. At some point, somebody's going to make something up. At some point, somebody's going to make up a word and it's going to have this weird, crazy spelling, but we'll know. We'll understand. It'll be our thing. It'll be our thing. So I'll be a bad person if I didn't mention this Yahoo Mail. Granted, I wish I didn't have to say Yahoo Mail, but it is what it is. It's Manny being Manny. Because at some point, you have to feel safe with your email. At some point, you have to feel good with your email. I have my real email, have my other real email. I have my exclusive VIP friend email. I have my junk email. I have my backup junk email, and I have my backup to the backup junk email. And I just have some random email that I got because I have internet. Yeah, who really uses that email? Don't answer that. So I already have so much and so many emails. So many, so much, and it's not hard to keep up with. Not hard to keep up with. Got it all just mapped out in my mind's eye. I know where everything's at. I know who gets what email. I know what gets what email. I know when to check certain emails. And I know what emails that I never check and just let it be. Let it be. The Beatles. But with Yahoo Mail, it really, well, I'm not going to say which email it was of mine. However, at some point, I'm pretty sure I had to put in my information to set up that email. And I'm pretty sure I set up that Yahoo account way back when, long time ago. I mean, the company's been around a long time. And at some point it was that, and what's the other one? What's that other company? Oh, yeah. The dial up, the yeah, that. AOL. Yahoo, AOL, and it's another one, but hey, gotta keep it moving. Look that up for later. Yahoo and AOL Mail. At some point, I'm pretty sure I had to enter my information. I entered my information and just put it all in there. I wasn't astute enough at the time where I could just make up information and have a backup to the makeup and form this special loop where I could basically get away with making up the information so I could keep myself protected and safe. But with Yahoo, early on, I didn't do it. It didn't happen. And so when it came out, or when we finally found out that, hey, your information's been compromised. Wait a minute. What? What information? What do you mean by compromise? Okay. Then I just sat down and I was super, super, super nervous. Because I'm trying to rattle off in my mind, what information did I give Yahoo? Will someone be able to trace it back to me? Then I did the thing that I should have did the first time. Instead of sitting down, I hopped on the interweb or internet. Yeah, I don't know. I forget these things. Okay. I hopped on my Yahoo Mail account and made sure that the information that was entered was not the correct information. Little did I know, the information was pretty accurate. It was dated, but accurate. Dated, but accurate. So now I did what any other normal human being, not a robot, would do. I freaked out. Oh, I'm compromised. Somebody's gonna use my information. I have to go check my credit stuff. Score. I gotta sign up for LifeLock. I have to do everything to protect my name. My name is my name. No one has this name. No one. No one. So while I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna protect myself moving forward, I started to think and I started to reminisce about the old days. I started to think and reminisce about all the good times I had with Yahoo Mail. All the good, interesting times. I remember those emails. The emails that I used to get from the Prince. I remember the emails that I used to get from a king. I remember the emails that I used to get from the FBI. Special agents from all over the world. Royalty. I had pen pals that were locked away. There were so many, many emails. And so many people that I talked to via Yahoo Mail. I didn't want all of those friendships, relationships, and ships to end. I didn't want it to end, but I've been compromised. I've been compromised. I don't know who I can trust at this point. I don't know what's real, what's fake, what's news, what's not. How can I trust anything moving forward that will be coming to my Yahoo Mail? And now at this point, I just have to do what I don't want to do. I just have to do what I don't want to do. That's what I was sitting there saying to myself after all these memories and all the reminiscing was taking place. I got to do it. I know I have to do it. I don't want to do it, but it must be done. I'm gonna miss talking to the king. King wanting to leave me money. The king wanting me to hide money from his people. Oh, I'm going to miss talking to the prince. The prince wanting to exchange funds for a fee. I'm going to miss that. And just when I was about to break down, I just got strength from somewhere. This inner strength just came, and I slammed my fist down on the table, and I was, it's got to be done. This has to be done. Got to do it. And I end up doing it. I did it. And what do you do? I ended my Yahoo account permanently. Deleted. Gone. Finished. Over with. I want to say it was like a Brad breakup. I want to say it's like losing that special person. And you knew that that special person was the one. But something happened that was unforgivable. Something happened that just made you say, on principle, I gotta go. On principle, I gotta keep it moving. On principle, I can't accept that. I have a certain standard. And if I don't stand for something, I fall for anything. I like to tell you that's how I felt about Yahoo or closing my Yahoo account. But I didn't. I have yet to have that experience of a bad, terrible breakup. I'm not fortunate enough to have a bad and terrible breakup. But I imagine that's what it would be like, right? Right? That's what a bad, terrible breakup would be like. Yeah. Okay. That's what a bad and terrible breakup would be like. Just like that. I deleted the account. I ended the account. I washed my hands and I was done with Yahoo. I was done with Yahoo. 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 Done. Over. But when I thought it was over, it was just the beginning. It was only the beginning. Because after I end this account, all my, I guess, other accounts that I had tied into the Yahoo account somehow, the messages and mail, email started to pick up on those other accounts. It's like, could you reset your password or something like, hey, your account has been compromised. Click this button to reset and enter your password. It's like, wait a minute. I think I'm going to do this. But wait a second. I don't have an account with this company. Oh, wait a second. I don't have an account with this brand. What's going on here? And not only that, I started to get the phone calls. Well, I am getting the phone calls. And no, it's not the phone calls from the people that have my number or you or everyone else who gives my number to other people. And it's none of that. These are different phone calls. These are phone calls from the not hotline, but the code line. These are calls from the code line. And only one person had the number to the code line. And that was Yahoo. Now, all of a sudden, after closing Yahoo, I'm getting numbers to the code line. And I'm getting mail saying I should reset my email, or I should reset my password to companies and brands that I am not affiliated with. Not to mention, I have stuff that I never knew I had. Interesting. I would have never knew. All it took for me to find out all this stuff was to close my Yahoo Mail. I should have closed my Yahoo account sooner. I should have closed my Yahoo account quicker. But it was the memories. I was going to stand up for Yahoo. I was going to say, it's us. We are a team. We roll together. Ride or die. That's us. That is us. And I feel relieved now that I'm suggesting free advice of you to get rid of your Yahoo account. Get rid of it ASAP, soon, now. And make sure that all the information that you have tied into it, it's a present and accounted for. Present and accounted for. We are cool. And some other things too. But that's my free advice. Free advice. Like a team. And just like a team. Well, just like me and Team Diego Costa. I don't know what's wrong with you people. Why the hate? Why are people still messing with and bothering Diego Costa? I'm not a Chelsea fan. I'm a Diego Costa fan. He's that guy. It's envy. It's got to be envy. I've addressed this several times on the show. Not this show, that show. And I'm convinced now that it's envy. People envy Diego Costa, and that's why they do what they do to him, or they try to. They don't succeed because Diego Costa's a winner. He wins. I'm Team Diego Costa for life. For life. Team Diego Costa. And that's how we do it. Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show and Team Diego Costa. Now that's a mic drop moment.